Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, here we go on a Wednesday. It is Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Suddenly turning out to be a busy day. A lot of rumors now coming out around the NFL schedule. Tonight, 7:30, I guess by 9 o'clock we'll know. But 7:30, we'll start to see the full schedule come out for the NFL. Although, little by little, we're figuring out more and more about how the NFL is going to do everything possible to put the Chiefs in every single new TV window they create.
Yeah. If it's a new TV window, congratulations, Chiefs fans. Your team's playing it.
So we'll get into the schedule rumors, the latest with that here in about 10 or 15 minutes. You guys probably caught the end of Fesco's show, Fesco and Kling talking about Netflix and Christmas Day. Looks like the Chiefs are going to be playing on Christmas Day in Pittsburgh by multiple reports now on Netflix. And just more and more, $300 million is what Netflix is paying. And you know they're making sure they're getting Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs in one of those games.
You getting Taylor Swift to Pittsburgh on Christmas? She got her own family. She's not going to that game.
I don't know.
She's not going to that game.
They just, the Swifties, though, are Chiefs fans. We know this. Swifties are Chiefs fans now. Netflix is not messing around. The NFL's not messing around. It sucks because of, we'll get into the impact that it has on the entire schedule once you are on Christmas Day. There's ramifications for weeks and weeks and weeks once they put
the entire back half of the season. Yep.
Because the games are on Wednesday. Christmas happens to fall on Wednesday this year. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Obviously, the Royals continue their road trip out west in Seattle. They get the win last night. Nelson Velasquez gets the home run yesterday to put the Royals up.
Swing and a fly ball left field. Back goes Haggerty. Still going, looking up, and it is gone! It's a three-run homer.
What a moment.
The drought is over. Nelson Velasquez, a three-run homer, and the Royals take a 3-1 lead here in the seventh inning.
Steve Stewart on the call right here on 610 Sports Radio last night. Ended up being the game-winning home run for Royals. And we'll talk about MacArthur. He gets the save for us. But how about Nelson Velasquez? You know, I mentioned on Tuesday, I thought this was a good week for a song.
You're welcome.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean, you're welcome?
You're welcome.
What do you mean?
Look, you could try to deny this like you did on social media last night, because the listeners are going to be like, wait, whoa, whoa, Cody, hold on.
Yeah.
You didn't sing a song for Nelson Velasquez.
You didn't.
I did. I objectively did. You requested a song.
Yes.
I agreed to a song. The second I agreed to a song, I began writing a song. Last night, on my couch, for my wife, after finishing the song, I sang it for her so that she would know what I was singing tomorrow or on Friday on the show. Whether you like it or not, I sung a Nelson Velasquez song. It is now a recorded version of a song that we can play later. But I sung a song and he hit a homer and I'd like credit.
Hold on. So you're
taking credit for his request?
Wait. Yeah. What's going on here?
He requested because he knows I'm good. Look, good luck. Gold knew. Listen to this. Listen to the request. He knew it needed to be on my end of these things.
So the request is for you to do a Nelson Velasquez song.
Wow.
But it has to, it has to be.
Well.
It has to be fulfilled this week. He's hitting .225, two homers, eight RBIs, and a .637 OPS. He did have two hits yesterday against the Angels. And so, and over the weekend against the Angels as a whole, I think he had four hits. So you could argue, okay, maybe things are already turning. But
then.
See, I requested the song.
You did. Which, and then I performed the song
But you haven't performed
last
the song.
Last night I performed the song. I'm just telling you right now.
You haven't performed it. This is where we're at. You're claiming that the song now doesn't even have to be sung on the show for it to work.
Hold on. I told you that I sent Pete a Vinny version. Can I just real quick, can I read? This was, I didn't send anything out at first. Nothing at all. The responses last night when he hit that home run were, these are real tweets. Cody, thank you. Even thinking about a song now has people ready to hit home runs. Somebody said, hold on, I got to go back to exactly where we were. Alex had requested it. Then there were a lot of people who didn't agree with you when you had said that it wasn't my credit. Someone says, this means that you have to sing a song for anybody that we request. Someone once again asked for personal life things.
Yeah.
This says, my kid was so happy when Velasquez hit a home run, knew that it would be there. Someone said, Cody maybe needs to get Ghost Riders, but this is working. People are in agreement that I have some place in this. Then Jake Eisenberg, this is where I think I deserve credit. Maybe you just, your request isn't enough. Maybe all that. But then yesterday on the show, Jake Eisenberg said, well, you said, like, hey, well, you're getting a few hits. And I said, hey, you know what, Jake? I was thinking I'd make it about home runs anyway. It could have been a while since he hit a home run. Then Jake said this right after. So, oh, wait, hold on. Why did it go away? Let me play Jake's part.
At least.
I think whatever song you write for Nelly, whatever kind of lyrics you choose, I think there's got to be some home run voodoo in there.
Already writing it about. Home runs were already written in the thing. I proved it via my document that those lyrics were written before the home run.
No. This is, hold on. Here's the real tell. We're never going to get the real honest answer from you. So hold on.
Is that what this is?
I don't think so. Because you're telling me in all honesty that last night you were working on the song.
Yes.
Okay. I believe that you were working on the song that I requested, by the way. And you tweeted out the Google Doc.
Correct.
Of the screenshot of part of the song after the home run. And you said because you were working on the song, that's why you hit the home run. That's what you're saying.
And I had sung it.
But you hadn't sung it.
Can we call my wife later?
You haven't sung it.
I had sung it
on this
just
show.
Not for the people.
Exactly. Yeah. So now
for a person,
if he would have gone 0-for-4 last night, Cody, would you have tweeted out that you were working on the song?
Yes.
I can't curse, but BS.
Yes, I would have taken credit there.
Bull. No, you would not have.
When do you want the song?
You can sing it now.
Oh, you want to play it now?
Like this show today. Is it ready?
Oh, okay. It is ready. Yeah. I finished it.
I know you were working on it. I just, text line agrees on this part. Like, I don't think you can take credit for So now we're taking credit for songs that aren't even sung. What are we doing?
That's the level of luck that this show has obtained.
Every player now, success is somehow going to be attributed to you in your mind.
I'll make you a deal. I am so confident that this song had something to do with it. That I'm willing to say that I'll take no credit for Velasquez.
Well, but you already did.
Wait. I will take no credit for Velasquez. I'll take away my credit. I'll give it away. If he doesn't hit a home run in the next two games, I will give my credit back.
No. You already took way too much credit already. You already took a victory lap.
Well, I'll just. No.
He's
hitting well because of me, and everybody knows it now.
I'm not asking for credit. I'm just saying that I don't know how you can take credit. You didn't even request the song and want to do it. I did, and then you didn't even sing it, and you're still somehow taking credit. That's the part I can't get over.
Cody, the funniest part about this as well is that you felt that Gold, instead of going, he had to come to you. In order for this, he couldn't have gone to anybody else.
No.
He had to come to you.
Everyone knows that I'm the good luck charm for the songs. There's not somebody else out here putting out songs.
I just think if we would have gone back to the Michael Garcia song. Remember, you sang it on Friday, but we announced that you said you had a Michael song ready like on Tuesday of that week. So that week when he was struggling, Cody didn't want us to know. Like, you didn't tweet out that you were writing the song then. I'm just confused.
I hadn't finished it.
I'm confused how it works, though. Last night, if he goes 0-for-4, you never would have told us you were working on the song.
Great question. I have decided, because it takes a little bit of time to sort this out. When it came to Michael, I had not sung that for anybody, not even my wife. I just worked on it quietly.
Only on the show counts, man. We can't be like talking about doing singing at your house.
But I also, but like the same thing applied to when Vinny was in a bit of a cold streak. Pete Sweeney asked for it. I sent him a recorded voice memo version of the song. And he started hitting again. The songs work. I think it's evidence of again last night. We can play it later. We don't have to play it now. The text line is once again mad at you, I think, for requesting it in the first place.
Yes, that happened on Tuesday.
So, social media wanted to give me all the credit.
We have jumped the shark on this thing now. We have just jumped. Yes. That was my tweet last night to you.
What would it take to prove it to you?
Well, it's not even, so like,
if I made a jingle about Bobby Witt Jr. hitting a home run today and he had a home run today, what would it take for you to
I think we've admitted the songs work. I think my issue last night and the reason why it's jumped the shark is that now we're just saying that even the thought of doing you're not even singing the damn song. And now we're claiming these are professional baseball players. I don't know about you. I would like Nelson Velasquez to be able to take credit for his own success.
He deserves some credit too for swinging the bat.
Every Royals player success doesn't have to come back to you. That, I think, is the thing. That now it's like if he would have gone, I still think the biggest argument is if he would have gone 0-for-4 last night, you never would have claimed that just writing the song was successful. But because
able to prove that.
But that's just a fact.
Somebody said time is a flat circle. Cody has already sung the song in multiple timelines.
Yeah, you know what?
It's already happened.
In a different universe, I played that song yesterday. That's how this works.
Was that
now.
The portal with Dublin we were talking about? That's how it works. Right. Anyway, Velasquez, though, that's a big development in all seriousness when we talk about just this Royals team. If he can get going, we were wondering who's the next bat to get going. They needed it. Last night was an issue for this offense until he gets the big hit. We'll talk about James MacArthur here in about 20 minutes or so because he ends up getting a save yesterday. But are you singing it Friday then? Is that the promise?
Let's play it today.
Okay, you'll do it today.
It's fine.
It's recorded. It's good
to go. It's recorded. It's ready.
All right.
It's I'm confident it's a band you're not familiar with. Maybe you've heard the song. It's an Italian band singing in English.
Text Lance has just played already. Should we just play it already?
I mean, we could play it now. I mean, probably means we're playing it again later for the people.
We always will. We always will.
You know what?
Okay.
Let's just play it and then we can get to the.
I haven't heard this.
This song is called Nelly. And look, normally I don't give you a full explanation of the song before, but I'm just curious if you've ever heard the song before. Are you familiar with the song Begging by Måneskin?
I have to hear
it. It's an Italian.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, you're not sure. Maybe Drew can play it coming back from break so you can hear what it sounds like in the real version. Sure, you know what the real version sounds like. Okay, so this is called Nelly, and I was starting this before he hit the home run last night. It's just about him hitting home runs, if we're being honest.
Oh, I have heard this, actually.
I'm begging, begging you to hit the baseball hard out, Nelly. I'm begging, begging you. So hit your soaring home run, Nelly. Flying high, your home run king. You hit it hard and fast, it had everything. You flew away, you crushed it then. But easy come and easy go and slumps will end. But anytime I sing, you get your flow. Yeah, anytime I sing, your hits will grow. Yeah, anytime I sing, you earn that dough. But I plan and see, just let me go. And I'm on my knees and I'm begging, cause I don't want to lose you. Hey, yeah, ra-ta-ta-ta. I'm begging, begging you to hit the baseball hard out in L.A. I'm begging, begging you. So hit your soaring home run, darling. An empty shell you used to be. The home runs in your life now bring jubilee. A broken man, well, that's no mo. Won't even stand a puncher's chance to stop your goal. What we doing? We not chasing. No more bottom, no more basement. Yeah, you got good stuff, let's embrace it. You should feel the need to deep space it. Yeah, you're on the right track from the good. I want to paint a picture telling where we could be at. Like a heart in the best way we should. And you can hit away, you have and you took the pain. Keep crushing bombs, keep hitting bombs. Keep hoping for that your home is yours. Keep going home, cause I want to make sure that we live in a Nelly zone. Yeah, yeah, I'm begging, begging you.
That's it. Can I just like sing out?
I thought you said you weren't gonna ruin a good song.
I love that song.
We have
it's
heard this
such
song.
A good
yeah,
song.
That's a I'm very popular. Sure. I think it's actually a somewhat popular song. All right, do we need some oxygen for you?
Oh boy, I'll tell you what. There are a lot of words in that song.
Yeah,
it like hurts my chest to sing it. Oh, good. That's good.
Some people are saying this is your best one. This is the best one you've done, Cody.
It's the normal response on the text line. Someone says, good job. I love it. This is fire. Someone says, the dogs are howling. Someone says, best one. Someone says, horrible. It's the normal responses.
My songs have really settled into a comfortable 50-50. 50 of you love them. 50 of you hate them. But that's fine.
I was nodding my head. I liked it.
You've heard that song, though, Drew.
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
The minute the instrumental starts, like,
oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. That's better than the. Let's see. So we rank these. Despacito, Pasquantino, Michael. This better than the MJ song. I still think MJ's the worst one of the.
You still think
the
MJ's the worst
that we've had now, of the player ones.
That's just a genuinely great song. I learned a lot about that band in studying for this. By the way, that is apparently a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons cover.
Yeah.
And that band won the Eurovision Song Contest once.
Someone says, I don't know if my ears hurt from laughing or Cody singing. Absolute masterpiece. Level of entertainment is invaluable. That from the 785. You guys can continue to text in. I'm sure we'll play that again later on today. 913-586-7610. As Nelson Velasquez did hit a home run. We still obviously have quite the debate on the actual song merits. But that was better than, I think, the last go-around that we had for sure. And Jake Eisenberg already responded to that, I think.
He has?
Well, last night.
Oh, yeah. He said he wasn't denying it. Jake Eisenberg was saying, look, man, at some point I can't deny it.
Open for an actual Nelly song. That's the only complaint I've seen from multiple people. They were hoping you were going to go all in on Nelly.
Look, I considered several Nelly songs. I really, really did. I just didn't think any of them felt right. That one felt right. That's, again, part of the process is finding the song that fits right.
Gold, so should Jake take some credit, though, for the fact of him saying yesterday, before the song was written, that it should be about home runs, and then it was about home runs? Should Jake take credit for maybe songwriting for Cody then?
I think he should, yes.
He can get some credit. I'll give him a little. That's fine. Jake's a good dude.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll talk some more Royals baseball, in particular what happened in the ninth inning last night, and we've got some more news on what we're doing next Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium. But schedule release day in the NFL. So tonight at 7:30, full schedule is going to come out, although more and more of it continues to leak out either by the networks, which are more official announcements, or just some of the reporting that's out there. So here's what we know. I'll start with the confirmed, and then we can get to what some of the reports are. So confirmed still is week one, as we know, the Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens that Thursday night game. Week two, hosting Cincinnati. Those are technically the only two confirmed. Now, there's some reputable reporters that I think we can all trust that know their you-know-what. So Jordan Schultz, who's very good at what he does.
Had him on multiple times.
He's reporting two games. Chiefs at 49ers week seven. That'll be Tom Brady on the call with Fox. So we can lock that one in, I think. And week 17, Christmas Day.
Week 17.
At Pittsburgh on Netflix. The new deal with Netflix officially announced today. Two games this year on Netflix Christmas Day.
So, of course, the Chiefs. Netflix is like, hey, we'll pay for it, but we want the Chiefs for one of those. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that's what happened, right? Same way as they ended up on the Peacock game for the playoffs. Same way as they end up on the Amazon version of these games first, too. I got to be honest. This is the second straight year they're getting screwed in December. This sucks. Because unless they give them a week 15 bye, which I don't think even exists, they're going to be playing the 15th, the 21st, and the 25th leading into the postseason. That's a terrible time to be playing three games in 10 or 11 games is going into the postseason when you're trying to get healthy.
Yeah, that's the stretch. In December in particular makes it even worse. And that's the complaint. But we'll talk more about this tomorrow when it's all official and everything. But when you're the Chiefs, they're going to put you in every single marquee window possible. And nowadays, that's not just what we used to say 10 years ago. Oh, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night. Those were the two marquee windows. You played on Sunday Night Football or you played on Monday Night Football. And now it's Sunday night, it's Monday night, it's Thursday, it's Black Friday, it's Christmas Day, it's a Saturday, it's everything. Next year, if they create a new window of a day we can't, I think the only day we're missing this year the Chiefs aren't going to play on is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
If they decide to do a random Tuesday game, the Chiefs will be on that. That is where we're at in the NFL now. They're going to milk everything they can out of the Kansas City Chiefs because they are the marquee team. Like on the flip side, you might want to say, well, they're the marquee team. They should do them favors. No, it's the opposite. They're the marquee team.
Help
so
them
they're,
out.
They're going to give any new television or streaming partner that's paying, in this case Netflix, $300 million for two football games, they're going to give them the best teams. Even though I still think you can make the case that on Christmas Day, much like Thanksgiving, we're all sitting around watching anyway. You don't need to waste the marquee teams, I would argue.
Yeah.
But if you're Netflix, you're saying, give me Mahomes, give me the Swifties, we are giving you a fresh check right now for 300 mil. Help us out. Throw me a bone. And that's what the NFL is doing.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a fair way to treat them. Like, it doesn't make sense that you would continuously berate them. And again, last year, their December schedule stunk, remember? Warren Sharp made the whole big thing about net rest he talked about and all that stuff, yeah. And it wasn't wrong. They were like six straight opponents where their opponent had 9 games rest, and they had 4, and their opponent had 6, and they had 2. It didn't matter. But either way, you screwed them in December last year. No, it did not stop them from winning the Super Bowl. It did not prevent them from the inevitable goal. But they don't have to be your test dummy for some of it. I'll admit, I think Clark is to blame for some of it. Because Clark is well known in league circles for being he plays ball. The league says, hey, we got to do these things, and we got these partners, and we got these overseas games, and we need volunteers and people to help. And Clark tends to be one of the owners who is more flexible than some of the other owners to give up those home games in Europe, to give up these efforts across the board and to do it. I guess at least I don't have an international game in addition to it.
Yeah.
Because if they had that in addition to it, they had to go like to Munich in October. I'd be like, come on, what are we doing here? Now, I hope that they have a late season bye, and I'd be shocked, I guess, at this point if they don't.
They kind of have to.
If they have to play the 15th, 21st, and the damn 25th.
Some people are asking, why are we already figuring in that Saturday? Because the NFL reports have been that if you're playing on the Wednesday is Christmas this year.
That's why they created the Saturday.
So the Saturday, which is going to go up against the college football playoff, too. So there's a chance that the Chiefs are playing on a Saturday, the same night as the college football playoff, which we'll talk about the local schools here in 40 minutes. There's a decent chance this year one of the local schools, right, could be involved in that for the first time ever.
Yep.
With the expansion of the college football playoff and all that.
All three of them could be in it.
they all have very high win total expectations. We're going to talk more about that in the 11 o'clock hour. But that's what we know. Also, Joe Buck was part of ESPN's Upfront Week. We keep mentioning that. It's a big national advertising week for all these networks. And yesterday we played you the audio of Tom Brady hyping up the Cowboys game. Well, Joe Buck was at ESPN's Upfront, and he mentions the Chiefs and how many Monday Night Football games they're going to have.
I want to know more about the full schedule. I know we don't get it till tomorrow, but what can we expect to see on Monday Night Football this season? What are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I think the good thing is we start that way, and we know that we also have the Cowboys twice, and we've got the Chiefs twice, and we've got the Bills twice. We've got another date with the 49ers, so it's exciting. I can't wait. We all can't wait for the entire schedule to come out tomorrow, as you said, but it's shaping up to be another great year on Monday Night Football for sure.
So two Monday Night Football games. Last year they had two Monday Night Football games. One got flexed out, so that always can happen. But two Monday Night Football games, the only primetime games we know of the leaks, the Thursday one doesn't count towards your six, so that means...
And the Saturday one probably doesn't count.
So Bills and Texans, one of those ending up on Monday Night, if not both, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And I would assume, like, I'd be shocked if the Chiefs didn't get a single Thursday night game outside of the weirdo Wednesday game.
Oh, like a divisional Thursday nighter? Yeah.
Don't you kind of assume? I mean, again, probably divisional, maybe the Chargers earlier in the season. But yeah, I would kind of assume that way. Their schedule, I still think from an opponent-wise, on paper before the year starts, I still think it looks easier now than it did going into the year last year. And especially once you knew everything about the teams by the end of last year. So unless someone shoots to the moon here and is a much better team than we're anticipating, I thought this was going to be an easier schedule. But now when I start seeing the way it's going to lay out, it's going to stink. Now, I guess somewhere in there, they're going to get the extra time. How about this? This is like a weirdly small thing to care about, and they only have to care about because of the Chiefs. The Chiefs were to get the bye, what would it be, like a month before they play a playoff game if they sit their starters week 18? They'd be playing on that Wednesday, 4 more days before Sunday, sit everybody week 18, miss the first week of the playoffs. It'd be like 25 days before they played a football game.
That would be the conversation. Yeah, that could be the conversation, because they wouldn't play again until the 4th or 5th is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That would be something to ask about if they get in that position where they can have the luxury of sitting week 18 and things like that. You know, Andy Reid and the Chiefs are going to be pissed if these leaks are true, meaning that they're going to be playing 3 games in 11 days or whatever. They will have every right to be upset again. Now, yeah, it didn't derail them last year, but the challenge to three-peat is hard enough. And boy, oh boy, are they going to earn every single win? It sure
right
looks like already
are.
Heading into the postseason. It's why the first half of the season is almost magnified in a weird way, because you want to give yourself some breathing room just in case the Rashee Rice suspension stuff will come up again. Because all right, looks like. Maybe 3 games in 11 days. Well, okay, that's going to be important to have him back by then, which it looks like.
Yeah, get the suspension out of the way now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if that's the way the schedule is going to be backloaded. We'll find out it all tonight. I'm sure during the show today, more will leak out. There's also one rumor out there. I'll mention these are not from Jordan Schultz, so these are a little more truly rumor mill. But one is that the Chiefs could be hosting the Raiders on Black Friday as well. So that's a Friday game, Cody. Add to this conversation. That one's a little less confirmed or less known. But Friday, Black Friday after Thanksgiving, could the Chiefs be hosting the Raiders? That's what one report is suggesting.
So they're going to play.
I know.
Just every, be clear, they're going to play on Monday, Wednesday, man. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
Like, every day but Tuesday.
Every day but Tuesday. That's so stupid.
That's what it's setting up to be. There's another one that suggests
Get them on a Tuesday. Let's get let's get a weirdo game. Like, remember they played the Bills on a Tuesday?
That's because of COVID.
Let's get a weirdo Tuesday game, you know? Not for that reason, but other reasons.
That's the only day. And there's also rumor that week three they could be at Atlanta. So the Chiefs could be taking on Kirk Cousins or Michael Penix, you know? By then, maybe it is Michael Penix if the Achilles doesn't hold up for Kirk Cousins. Then the Falcons can justify the pick more.
Yeah, I guess so.
And get Penix Mahomes before we get Mahomes Stroud. How about that?
Ooh, that'd be fun. Like, I don't need Mahomes, whatever. Like, you can put the other guy's name.
I know.
We've had a long list of the other guy's name. At least I know with Burrow and Allen, I'm getting a fight. I don't know that yet with Stroud and all the others.
We'll talk more schedule later on and throughout the show today. Up next, we get right back into the Royals, who got the win last night. And what occurred in the ninth inning? I saw the same reaction again. We got to put an end to this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Blaine Watt, next. That's a great song.
It is a great song.
If you missed Cody's cover, essentially, of said song, that's coming up again in the noon hour today. We'll get back into our disagreement about the song.
The credit. And where it's due.
Where it's due. Yes, in particular. I think Eisenberg should be wanting a little bit more, matter of fact. So we'll get back into that. It all stems from Nelson Velasquez, who fortunately did get a big-time home run and won the game, really, for them last night. Now, closing it down in the ninth inning was our general, James MacArthur. And on Tuesday night, we're going to be out of Kauffman Stadium, section 151. And if those sell out, 150 and 152, we've got our, for those of you watching on video, I'll hold it up. We've got our MacArthur 9th Infantry shirts. We've got the green army caps. We picked up the banner.
Banner's made. It's like 6 feet long.
So we've got these to hand out to those of you that buy tickets and meet us in Lot H on Tuesday night.
5:30, Lot H. We'll be by one of our cars, and we'll put some 610 something up so you can find us. A trunk will be open, whatever. You'll find us. We'll be in Lot H, 5:30. The first 40 people, actually 39 because JJ Piccolo's requested a shirt.
That's right.
The first 39 people will be given a shirt and a hat to wear into the stadium. All you got to do is prove to us that you're going to be near us, somewhere near us. We want those 40 people
seats.
All dressed up somewhere near those bullpen seats, and we got you covered. But even better news than that, which is also great news, next Tuesday, we told you about the Let's Play Sports Equipment Drive, in which we're trying to look for new or gently used sports equipment to help the Kansas City youth. And we told you next Tuesday, we'll be at the Urban Youth Academy for a remote to try to get you to donate that stuff. We have been told from our boss, Steven Spector, that one person at least will join us on the show next Tuesday. That person, James MacArthur.
Yes.
Will be joining us live at the Urban Youth Academy next Tuesday, the literal daytime before we all dress up in the bullpen behind. So we'll get a shirt for him. I got a different hat in mind for him. We're going to get him geared out, too.
So the general's going to join us next Tuesday on the show and hopefully gets an opportunity on Tuesday night when we're all at the K. We've got to address, though, what I think are not unfair expectations, but also, like, what is everybody expecting here in the ninth inning? Last night, he gives up another home run. He's given up three home runs in the last nine games, eight games, but four outings, I guess it would be.
Sure.
At this
He's
point
on a
time.
Run of giving up homers.
He's given up some home runs.
That one wasn't even
really
a hard
three,
hit last
three
night.
Bad pitches. And immediately I get texts from some buddies. I see some tweets and they're like, they need to make a change. Can't count on this guy. I want to remind you that James MacArthur is sixth in all of baseball in saves right now. And then the next response is, well, the Royals are just good. So of course, how do you think save leaders get saves? The teams are good. So, yeah, that always
teams
comes.
Are
like,
good, they get saves.
You have save opportunities. He's got 10 saves on the season. He has blown three saves, right? The home run ball has been an issue here recently. But also, like, nobody's saying he's Mariano Rivera, okay?
Correct.
Nobody ever said he was Eric Gagne. He's the general. He's the closer for this team. They continue to put him in high leverage. And can we also acknowledge, it was a four-out save last night. They asked him to get four outs. Schreiber got four outs, then got hit by a line drive. Ouch. And then you saw MacArthur
they needed
come in.
Him to come in a little early.
Right. And Q talked last night that they were going to switch to MacArthur for the four-out save anyway, even if Schreiber did not get hurt once Julio Rodriguez got on base. So that they claimed that was the plan all along. But he's top three in the American League in saves, top six in all of baseball. Let's all take a deep breath. One or two bad pitches really is all we're talking about here. So, other than that, last night, that slider was sinker, I guess, would have been nasty.
Yeah, it was impressive. So just real quick, he pitched last year in save situations for the Royals. He pitched in 18 games. They weren't all save situations, but he pitched in 18 games. He pitched 21 and a third innings. He allowed two home runs. He's allowed four in about that same number of innings. He's almost a 20 innings pitched. Okay, so he's giving up a couple more home runs, but not way more. And if you look at this from the quarter pole of the season, that means you would probably assume he's not going to give up 16. He's going to give up 9, 10 home runs based on the way he's going right now. Is it like, this is where I don't understand. The guy who's going to get celebrated this weekend, Kelvin Herrera.
Mm-hmm.
He once spent three consecutive seasons giving up 6, 9, 6, and 5 home runs. It happens. Like, I don't know how to break it to you. It happens. I'll be honest. Most of the time with closers, unless you have Mariano Rivera, I ask you to do one simple thing. Close out the game. Win the damn thing. So for the last two home runs, I don't care. They don't mean anything to me. You know why else? Because we're not even factoring in the things that maybe you don't want to factor in as a pitcher or you don't want to factor in as a player, which is if it's a 2-0 count, you can blitz a fastball down the middle when you got a 3-run lead and nobody's on damn base, okay? You can throw that ball. You can throw a little cookie and see whether or not it's just a line out to right field, or in this case, I think it wouldn't even have been a home run at Kauffman Stadium, but is a home run sprayed out to the right field wall. It just doesn't concern me. Yeah, I'd like him to give up less home runs.
Yeah, that ERA
the
needs to go down.
The walks are more concerning to me than that. I want him to put less people on base, then it's not a problem.
Yeah, and the ERA needs to go down. There's no question. But because we're still talking about limited innings here, if you have another three outings in a row where you don't give up a run, suddenly all of a sudden that thing probably dips below four again and you're back in the threes and you're back into manageable territory. He has to clean up the home runs, no doubt. But this notion of like, well, you just can't be the closer. I'll give him credit, though. It doesn't usually phase him, though.
No,
like,
it doesn't. He doesn't seem to care.
He's poised on the mound at the point where if he gives up a home run, it doesn't usually impact the next pitch, the next batter. And we saw that play out last night. This is actually what Q said, Matt Quatrero, about MacArthur giving up that home run ball. This was from Bally Sports, KC.
Yeah, it was one pitch. You know, it was a curveball. Ended up more on the inner part of the plate than he would have wanted. But, I mean, you're going to give up some home runs. And he just bounced right back. He's done this for a long time. He's very poised.
They're going to keep giving him save opportunities. And, by the way, he's cashing in on those. He's got 10 saves, top six in all of baseball.
He doesn't lead the league in blown saves. He's like top five or six right now. But that's because he's had the second most opportunities to get saves out of anyone in baseball. So, like, just the odds are more likely to be that case. Look, there are people who are like 8 for 8. Well, they've only pitched eight times. Let's talk. Can we talk about him when they get 13, 14, 15 opportunities?
I'll be more concerned when his stuff doesn't look still dominant.
God, his stuff last night was tremendous.
When he doesn't look dominant in terms of fooling hitters, then I'll be concerned. He's still fooling them. He's still getting strikeouts. Yeah. And yeah, last night his stuff was actually really, really good. Mm-hmm. He let one up, you let one hang there and made a mistake. Like, yeah, got to clean that up, but I would be far more concerned if he's no longer fooling anybody. That's when it's a problem, and that's not what's going on here.
If he simply just reduces the number of home runs, I'm fine with him being the closer for a playoff team, okay? Like, I don't even think we need to go that far down the road of, hey, what closers are we shopping for? And look, they don't look at it purely that way, although they do because they close them. They've closed other guys. They've closed Schreiber this year. Will Smith was obviously doing it in the early part of the season, who had some blown saves as well. You also probably wouldn't know the blow saves as much if they hadn't lost all three games he'd blown. Sometimes you blow a save and you still win the game, and then you just get to go on about your merry way. Like, oops, gave up the lead, but we came back and won it in the 10th, so it doesn't hurt as bad. All right. No one has better stuff in the bullpen. That's what it is for me. If I'm talking high leverage, nobody throws with more just absolute filth than James McCarr third. And if that's going to be the case, and I don't see another option, although Will Smith's gone, I think, 7 or 8 consecutive scoreless outing, I don't see any reason to move him out of the high leverage spot. But yeah, as a reminder, we'll be out there next Tuesday. MacArthur's 9th Infantry. We have shirts. We have hats. We have the banner. Mm-hmm. We are set and ready to go.
We march on, man. We march on. We're looking forward to having him on the show, as you said, next week. Get his reaction. The banner. We did pick up the banner yesterday, so we're excited. Thanks to Single Source Printing in Lenexa, by the way, for hooking us up with a nice banner to have to be able to hold up for the game on the 21st, and hopefully this banner gets some use. If this thing catches on some more too, right? We'll do a couple more of these. We'll be able to, maybe a listener is already planning on going out with some friends. We'll get the banner out in that section a little bit more often. Get the Royals behind this movement.
Yeah, I honest to God, if other people are willing to dress up and be out at a game beyond there, we can we can pass this banner around. It can stay near that section. We can all share it for MacArthur's 9th Infantry. Why just be us? And that's what you pointed out. We said 5:30. Lot H, that's when we're going to start handing it out again, first 40 people. So it'll probably go pretty quick. If you're like, hey, I want to sit in that section, or I have seats in that section, I can't get there that early, no big deal. Raygun site, their website right now, they can get it shipped to you in time, or they're going to have them in their store down on the crossroads. So if you want a shirt and you're planning on sitting with us, cool. We'll just have some hats.
Jake Eisenberg, one of the voices of the Royals, also did give us the information we needed for the general hat.
He did.
We were texted.
He actually gave us.
We were texted the hat size for the 6'7" James MacArthur. So we're good. We will have a hat ordered for him as well.
That's good stuff. Thanks for Jake. Honest to God, I kind of needed to know that. I mean, it's helpful.
We'll talk some more baseball with Josh Vernier coming up at 12:30 today, Royals Insider. He's on a reminder early today as well, as the Royals wrap up their series in Seattle. It's a day game, and with the time zone and all that, that means he's on right at 2:00 as the Royals play at 3:07 first pitch. So the drive not on today, or if they are on, it's going to be at the very end, final hour. I'm not sure how we're all doing that. But anyway, Vern on at 2:00. We're still on till 2.
Yeah. Perfect. And then, yeah, we handed over to some day game baseball, which is fantastic. We've had the Justin Ross rules on this show before.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought rightfully so, where, you're not allowed to bring those things up unless there was a justification to do it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, even though these are two much bigger names on the team, I am getting dangerously close for employing some Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney rules on this show. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to ask you a question first.
Okay.
And if you answer no to both of these, I think we should probably consider it. Do you think either Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore will finish with more than 300 receiving yards? And if your answer is no to both, we should talk about them less.
As currently constructed?
As currently constructed.
Yeah, so I'll
look, you can assume that Rice is getting some games. That's fine.
So real quick, I would say, at least with these guys, they're on the active roster. They're like game day roster for the most part.
300 yards? I'm talking about 300 yards?
For the most part. The Justin Ross thing was like, we were talking about a guy that may not even make the team at one point.
Sure.
So that was the whole Justin Ross, like when everybody was texting in all summer. But I hear you. To answer your direct question, yes. And I think, believe it or not, the answer is Kadarius Toney.
Wow. Okay.
Because here's why.
He's done it once.
Here's what. One, he has done it. That always helps. The other part is the way the Chiefs still talk about him, man. It's like, they can't quit the guy, clearly. So that's the other part. And then the third is, we all know at some point Rashee Rice is getting suspended. And they haven't, to this point, brought in a veteran. If they would have signed Zay Jones last week, I can promise you my answer would have automatically been no to you about Sky Moore or Tony.
You just said no right away.
But I think I have to say yes right now.
Until they bring in another wide receiver,
you
think your answer is yes. Look, I don't think that that's out of control, but I think the answer is no to both. And that's where I'm just like, you know, I'm just realizing how much energy I'm spending on receivers that get 270 yards. I mean, that, you know how many receivers that covers? Like, I mean, how much time do we spend on the show talking about Noah Gray? He gets more than that. He gets double that. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, wide receiver is just more captivating position. And Kadarius Toney, considering the mistakes last year, beginning week one against the Lions, became, you know, one of the key storylines for a while because of the mistakes. But the way the wide receiver room is currently constructed, I think there's a chance one of them do. And I think the answer between the two would have to be Toney over Sky Moore.
Yeah.
Based off of still the ability, right, and the skill set, and yes, he's done it before.
The only reason I would say Sky Moore, like if it was a bet.
Okay.
I still think there's a better chance he makes the roster, right? Like if I just said, hey, one of these guys ended up being a training camp cut.
They almost can't afford to cut either right now, the way things are trending. They haven't brought anybody in.
Rashee Rice news.
Yeah.
You could just make that move if Rashee Rice got called back up at that time, right? You probably are holding on to inventory, and inventory who knows your offense at this point, at least at that stage. I'm not confident either are doing that. Look, it's fine. They can.
Yeah, let me. I don't know if I'm confident. You asked the question. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not running to go make a bet that he's getting 300 yards. No.
But if you had to predict, you'd say Toney gets to 300.
Where are you at, Drew?
Well, I'm with you, Gold. And I think the reason why is Sky Moore last year, I don't know the snap counts, but in terms of getting open, Sky couldn't even get open. Kadarius at least was getting open. He just couldn't catch the ball. And then just found his way to not even being on the playing field, had the whole social media video, et cetera.
Like,
he's got the ability to get open. It's just a matter of he's a better playmaker than Sky Moore. That's why I think he would see more playing time than him and also be able to put up more production.
I always think these are funny because like 816, it says, yeah, KT, yes, there's a chance he has 150 in a game because he just takes a screen 80 yards. His longest ever reception in his career is 37 yards. I just thought you should know that. Longest ever. So that would be twice as long.
I think that's where the Chiefs are at, though.
Longest catch of all time.
If they're running screens, too, Xavier Worthy is the guy that I want catching the screens.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But look, this is my answer is based off of what the Chiefs have kind of told us. You know, before the even 2 months ago, it was more of like, fine, let him be at camp and then move on. But everything they have said, and based off of that, they only drafted one wide receiver. Based off, they haven't signed they didn't sign Zay Jones. Like, I don't think they can quit Kadarius Toney.
Yeah,
clearly, like he gave you every reason to quit. He also, he also had the whole off the field Instagram live crap last year too, where he claimed his voice was doctored again. And I will still maintain this: nobody was wasting their time AIing your voice, Kadarius Toney. Okay, so they can't quit him.
Well, Cody, and for that reason, I don't think anybody else can. Not that Brett Veach is the one to blame, but I don't think anybody can blame anybody but the Chiefs because they had all the opportunity in the world to sign Tyler Boyd to a one-year, $4 million. Like they could have done it.
Well, last year, too, yeah.
They could have drafted
it. Last year, they could have done the same thing, but they were believers.
They could have done it. They could have drafted another wide receiver. They could have tried to reshape the wide receiver room, but they didn't do it. Maybe to that point, the goal is saying is they just love Kadarius Toney too much and what he could be someday for the offense. And they're still trying to buy into that, at least right now.
They just can't. I mean, they just
can't let him go.
Just can't quit him, man. Just can't quit him.
Why? Why do teams like, and I get it, like, we've talked about this, like, every team's guilty of this. We could have, I was the biggest believer in Adalberto Mondesi, and even I was willing to quit on that.
And why, though?
Before the team was. I can't do this anymore.
But why with Mondesi? Because his athleticism was just off the charts. And it's kind of the same thing. Like,
oh, it's identical.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's
there
what it is.
There has been zero production for either player. Neither player has ever been a productive NFL player. 420 yards or whatever the hell he had his first year in New York when they had no other people to throw to. That's not productive. They've never had a productive year out of either. Mondesi never had a real productive year. He had a productive 50-game stretch, 60-game stretch. Kadarius Toney's had like a 3-game stretch where you're like, ooh.
And it's the same thing. You get teased. One play where he jukes three guys in week one. And like,
what we don't ever point out with Toney is that it's always for like 7.5 yards. Where I was like blown away, like, oh, man, look at those guys he made miss. I'm like, what do you get, like 7 yards? I mean, I could just... Nobody hit, like Justin Watson doesn't need to make anyone miss to get the 8 yards. He can just make the 8 yard catch.
I don't even want to say that we're wasting time by talking about them, but this is how bad collectively Over the six total seasons between the two, there are four career touchdowns. Four.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. I think they got the punt return on them in the Super Bowl. I would have wiped my hands clean and said, hey, it was a good trade. He helped us win the Super Bowl. They don't need to keep proving it to us. No. It's like some of the Texans said, why are we still talking about Kadarius Toney? Why? He dissed Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Why? Talking about because they can't quit him. That's why we're still talking about it.
I thought that would have been the final straw, though. Made that video, I thought that they would have, at that point, been like, you know what, we're done.
I'm with you.
We're done.
I would have been done as well. Someone says, after all, Drew said he can get 7 yards on reception, right? That was something you said at one point in December.
I backed off that.
I never backed out of the I could carry the ball a yard.
Oh, that's what it was.
That is not happening.
No, the catch is easy.
I thought you said you could get 5 or 7 yard catches consistently. And I was like, no.
It depends on what they're doing. I could get a 7 yard catch if they're not allowed to jam me or be within. If they had to play 10 yards back.
I don't know. Okay.
Still not catching it.
I said five seconds.
I'm just saying his focus might be in other receivers.
I don't know if it was the yards. I don't know if it was the yards. It was like, how many balls could you catch off the
jugs?
How many balls would you catch on a jug machine?
What was the scenario? 20, and you said you could catch like half of them? We're like, no.
Yes. I was like, no. Something like that.
That thing.
I'm allowed to wear gloves?
Yeah.
I think I could catch half.
Those gloves are pretty good, man.
Uh-huh.
Just gonna say, they're pretty decent gloves.
Someone says
maybe Cody needs to sing a Sky Moore song.
At this point, I'm not confident enough to
rip off a Kadarius Toney song and hope it works.
The way it's trending, though, is if Sky Moore Week One has a good game, Cody will say he was thinking about it. But if he drops three catches, then he never was thinking about it. That's the path we're in.
I had written it
right. I just don't. Last year, I wasn't here until like August, so I didn't get the full. They could have redone the wide receiver room just on paper. Didn't look good, but they had every opportunity to do it. I mean, they had obviously the draft picks, and then they brought in Jared Wiley, and maybe he's into the fold in some way, shape, or form with how they run the personnel and everything. But they had every opportunity. They have the cap space to go and do something with it.
They still have 15 million. I feel like it's kind of somewhere.
They still have it. It's just they aren't. And maybe they don't see Hunter Renfrow as a fit, or they didn't see Tyler Boyd as a guy that they wanted to give the deal that he wanted to.
I think they tried for some of those guys. They just chose other locations. Yeah. I think that there's part of that. By the way, the Chiefs currently are spending the 25th most, so like the 7th least amount, on wide receiver position in the entire NFL. So they spend pretty much nothing on it. Just peanuts. And that makes sense. Kadarius Toney makes like $2 million. Sky Moore makes like
Rice's rookie
$2 million.
Deal, worthy rookie
Rice
deal.
Works make like $2 million. Like nobody makes any money. Everyone's a rookie or like Justin Watson level starter.
There's not been a single wide receiver they need to be giving a 4-year, $70 million contract to.
In retrospect, who the hell is spending less when we just laid it out like that?
I saw something this week that the Eagles, even with Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown, are still only spending like the 19th most
or
something.
They drafted so well that they're just all on young.
Even though they just gave out new for this particular year, even though they've paid both.
I'm just trying to remember. I think it was a Warren Sharp. I'm like, who is spending less? Like the Cardinals?
Who is it? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm about to look it up. I think it was Warren Sharp that said
it. What's Carolina spending? Their room sucks. And what are they spending? I mean, they got a rookie in Leggett, who's got an unbelievable accent that we were listening to after the show yesterday.
Oh, that's so good.
Stealing still there on a final year of a deal? Jonathan Mingo rookie deal?
Rookie deal. So similar to the Chiefs, I guess, in that regard.
Carolina's probably pretty low on the list then how much money
they're spending
on the wide receiver position. All right, coming up next, though, we'll get to the 11 o'clock hour. And thinking of money, thinking about contracts, who's next in Kansas City, but not at Arrowhead, over at Kauffman?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.